Friday, the 13th of December. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. As per usual on a Friday, we are thinking about Sunday's Gospel. And what is Sunday? Sunday is the third Sunday of Advent. So now, if you have purple and one pink candle, which candle are we lighting on the Sunday, guys? The pink candle, the Gaudete candle, the joy candle. The grace for the third Sunday of Advent is, of course, joy. Joy, joy, joy. Do you remember our little poem, our special poem for Advent? Let's say it together. First one, then two, then three, then four. And next, the Christ child at the door. I'm so pleased that so many of you have made Advent wreaths. And I popped onto Facebook the other day and I saw there were a whole lot of people talking about having Advent wreaths. And some of them were quite old people who were saying that they hadn't heard about Advent wreaths before in their lives. But now they're hearing about them and they're lighting them. And it's helping them to prepare in heart and mind for Christmas and for Christ's coming. Remember, if we break the word Christmas down, Christ Mass. Christ's Mass, huh? Even the word tells us what Christmas is about. It is about Christ. It's about the coming of Christ. What is going on in the reading? Well, all the way through Advent, we're thinking in our Sunday readings quite a bit about St. John the Baptist, because John the Baptist goes before Jesus, announcing the kingdom, saying that Jesus is coming. And so in Sunday's Gospel, we have John telling us what we should be doing. And if we listen to it, he's very clear. Listen to the opening lines of Sunday's Gospel. And the crowds asked him, "What should we do?" And he said to them, this is John the Baptist, he said to them, reply, "Anyone who has two cloaks should share with the person who has none." Well, at the moment, it's so hot, I feel like I want to give all the cloaks that anybody has away because it's too hot to have a cloak. But come winter, anyone who has two coats should give one away. And then this part, very practical. John's very practical. Whoever has food should share their food with other people. You know, whenever I have the joy of working with kids in person, and I sometimes have that joy, and one of the questions I like to ask is, who shares their lunch with other people? Oh, you do too. Do you know, most children I've met have shared their lunch at some point. And then we always have to be a little bit careful. You always have to be careful. Like if you have peanut butter sandwiches, you have to warn people you have peanut butter sandwiches, because some people are allergic to peanut butter. It's one of those dangerous ones. But in general, I have yet to meet a school where nobody has ever shared their lunch with anybody else. The only time we didn't share lunch was during COVID. But if someone leaves their lunch at home, someone else will share. And I can remember as a little girl, we used to swap our lunches around, actually, because I always liked what my friend's mother made more than I liked what my mom made when I was little. And then we used to do a bit of a swap. And she would have my sandwiches and I would have her slice of pizza. I still think I got off better than she did. But there we have it. What does John the Baptist say to us? He says, share. We need to share. Every year, I have this challenge to my kids. What are the things that we haven't used in the house that maybe could go to someone else, you know? Like books that we may have loved last year or the year before, and now they can go to somebody else and that person can love them. Or dolls, or cars. My son Thomas went through a phase where lots of people gave him cars, but he didn't actually like cars. So they used to just sit in his wardrobe and nobody played with them. And then I was like, let's give them away to other boys who might like cars. Thomas liked animals. So if it had an animal, he would play with it. But if it was a car, he wasn't so interested. But then we knew other children who maybe didn't have as much and they could have his cars. Sometimes, I hate to say this, there was even one or two that he didn't even bother to take out the box because he didn't like cars. But people gave him cars. Maybe you have the same. So Advent is a time also to look around and think, what can I give away? Oh, I read that whole series, Diary of a Wimpy Kid. It was great. but I'm not going to read it again. Maybe there's a younger kid I can give it to. And if you think, well, I don't know a younger kid, well, maybe your parish priest knows a younger kid who would like the whole series or whatever. So this is what John the Baptist is really saying. He's saying share. He's actually saying, if we share, there will be enough for everybody. Oh, isn't that interesting? And then he says a whole lot of other things that apply more to adults. But for us kids, the big thing he says is share. Then he says something else important. And you're going to listen for that. He says, the one who is coming after me is more important than I am. So he says to them, I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Now, we are very lucky because we get to have both of those in our lifetime. We even have them as sacraments. We get baptized with the holy water when we are baptized, maybe as a baby, or maybe you can remember your baptism. But the Holy Spirit is also there. We are claimed for Christ. And then the Holy Spirit comes on us again when we are confirmed, when you're a little bit bigger and you go for confirmation. That's a feast of the Holy Spirit, a sacrament of the Holy Spirit, where we are confirmed as followers of Christ. And so John is saying, get ready, prepare a way for God. And for us kids, he's saying the best way to get ready is to be generous with your things, with your time, with your love. Let's close our eyes now. I want you to think of one person who would like you to pray for them. Maybe they've asked you, maybe they haven't. Maybe it's that kid at school that nobody likes because he's got a funny voice or a funny name, or he walks in an odd way, or he's just not very good at soccer. He's not a cool kid. Or maybe it's somebody in your family who's sick, or who's elderly, or who's smaller than you. Let's close our eyes now. Let's think of one person. One person God would like us to pray for. I want you to picture that person in your mind. Let's pray for them. Lord, we know that you came to touch our lives, to love us, and to help us to grow in faith and hope and in love. And we ask you now to help us to pray for our special person that we're praying for today. May they feel your love wrapped around them. May they know the comfort of your love. And may they be filled, as we celebrate Gaudete Sunday, with your joy, with the joy of your Holy Spirit that sings within their heart. We ask this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.